Welcome to Not a Novice, a time of refreshing and upliftment through the unfailing word of God with Bishop Victor Collins of Sabre. Bishop Collins is the Bishop of the Good Shepherd Church, a dynamic church located in Canal No. 2 Polder, West Bank Demerara, with branches all over Guyana. Now, here is the message.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a blessing it is. How's your Easter holidays? Was it good? You fly kites? What's the history behind flying kites? I think it's because of the, to me, it is probably because of the resurrection from the dead, that he rose up from the dead, and then he told Mary that he has not gone to see his father. Even though it's not ascension, I think the flying of kite is still a form of Jesus coming from the grave, being lifted up. I think maybe that's where if I'm wrong, please call me and explain to me what a kite fly is about. But it's a blessing. Easter is a time where we reflect on the blood that purchased us, our debt that was paid, and therefore we are no more in condemnation. The Bible says that there's therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Who are in Christ Jesus. It's a blessing. It's important to celebrate the birth of Jesus. But I think it's also very, very, very important to celebrate the death, the burial, the resurrection of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It's because of Jesus that I am on air right now. And so I pray that if you don't know Jesus, that you give your life and your heart to him, and that your life will never be the same again. Father, thank you so much for this afternoon. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. I pray you will speak to our hearts. You bless our time of fellowship together, and I will not leave the same as we came. In the name of Jesus, somebody said, amen. Hallelujah. All right. So we're looking at what it means to be as wise as serpents. What it means to be as wise as serpents. And we are saying that serpents, Jesus said that, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. You must be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So we've looked at why Jesus might have compared wisdom to the serpent. And we've looked through so many different traits, aspects of the serpent or the snake. In fact, what we left off last week was the fact that serpents or snakes are masters of inner power. Masters of inner power. You'd be surprised what somebody can tell you. It can actually make you go mad. You'd be surprised what comes out of a person. One day Jesus was confronted by the Pharisees on why the disciples, they don't wash their hands before they eat. And Jesus, I'm sure, he laughed. He smiled to himself. And he stood there. The Pharisees, he said that, you know, it is not what goes into a man that defiles a man. Of course, if you eat something that is decomposed, something that has germs inside, it will give you some, you know, some tummy problems, some running stomach here and there. But it affects you. It doesn't affect somebody. Jesus said, it is rather what comes out of a man that defiles a man. It is what comes out of somebody that makes a person either good or bad. The snake has something within it that when it gets into you, you die straight away. It is called venom. Poison comes from the snake, and if it bites you, your life will never be the same again. And so Jesus said in Mark chapter 7, verse 20 up to 23, he says that, and he said, that which cometh out of a man, that which cometh out of the man, that defileth the man. And he goes on to say that for from within, out of the heart of men, proceed evil thoughts. Out of the hearts of men, from within a person comes venom. You get it? He says evil thoughts, adulteries, fornications, murders, thefts, covetousness, wickedness, deceit, lasciviousness, an evil eye, blasphemy, pride, foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a man. You get it? And so last week, I think we got to a point where I was saying that I rather want to teach you and bring your mind to the good things that are inside of you, not the venom. All right? But the fact is that there are things inside of us that are powerful. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs that a word fitly spoken, a word fitly spoken, it's like apples of gold in something, the background of gray or something like that. It means that words that are fitly spoken can affect your life. It can change something about you. And so it is rather what is inside of us that can change a life, that can affect a life positively. That is what we must actually master. We must be masters of inner power, inward power. You see, that's why people like motivational speakers. In fact, we call them motivational speakers. Why? Because when they speak, you are motivated. When they speak, you are charged. When they speak, you are encouraged. When they speak, you receive power. When they speak, something strengthens you. When they speak, if you are down, you will rise up. When they speak, if you are below, you will come above. They have a way, they have mastered their speeches. They will tell you things, even on social media. There are so many things on social media that I don't consider biblical or scriptural. Yet, it encourages people. I mean, if you follow those things, you don't even read your Bible. Every morning you look at one of those things and then you'll be fine. But that's not how it is. It's the Bible. It is the Bible. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God. And it is profitable for encouragement or exhortation. So the real motivation comes from the word of God, not from a man. All right? But in any case, we are looking at mastering inner power. Look at this verse. Galatians. So you're looking at internal power, inner power, because the snake has internal powers that if the snake bites you, you join your grandmother in the grave. You join your uncle in heaven, I'm telling you. Inner power. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 and 23. I'm reading from the New American Standard Version of the Bible. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace, is patience, is kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. Against such things there is no law. And so you realize that when you have the Spirit of God inside of you, are you with me? When you have the Spirit of God inside of you, there is something that the Holy Spirit brings forth. There's something that the Holy Spirit generates. There's something that the Holy Spirit activates. And that comes from the inside of you. That is your internal power. That is your inward power. The Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit, the results of the existence of the Spirit of God in you, generates what is called love. Love is a very fantastic thing. If I start on love, we will not close. We'll be here till next year, Easter. Do you get it? Because my Bible tells me that there are three types of love, or three kinds of love. The first one, which is translated from the first Greek. You see, the word love, the English has a limited vocabulary for the Greek. And so there are three words in the Greek New Testament that are all translated love. But they are not actually, because for the lack of the English vocabulary. So there's an English word, or there's a Greek word for love that is called agape. Agape is the unconditional love. Agape is unconditional love. For example, for God so loved the world, the love that is there in John 3:16 is unconditional. that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him. Jesus died even though we didn't deserve it. It's a love that is shown towards you, not because you do good or you do bad. It's just because you are loved. Oh, it's one of the most deeper loves to express. We human beings are limited to reacting to people by the way they react to us. Even in marriages. It's because your husband didn't give you money, so you vex. It's because your wife didn't cook for you, so you vex. But that agape love, it does not depend on what somebody does. And that's a God kind of love. Then you have the filio. The next Greek word is filio, which is it translated brotherly love. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 1 says, let brotherly love continue. That's the love you have among among siblings. Brother, sister, uncle, nephew, cousin. That's the kind of love. That one, it also works. I mean, you fight and all of that, but you're still blood. You're still related. You're still brother and sister. Then you have the next word that is translated love, which is called eros, which is more like the romantic love. The kissing, the hugging, and all of that. The Bible says, husbands, love your wives in Ephesians, the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Husbands, love your wife, just as Christ loved the church, and he gave himself for it. Do you get it? So that love is eros love. That's kissing, hugging, and those things. And so when the Bible says here that the fruit of the Spirit is love, it means that one of the internal powers a person can have when the Spirit of the Lord lives in you is that you can love unconditionally. You can love as the love that is expressed to siblings. And you can also love as a love that's expressed to your spouse. I don't know if you are following. Yes, because the love that is unconditional, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the Bible says that love believes all things. It believes all things. It believes all things. It believes all things. Does your love believe all things? Nah, it believes things up to the point where you think that somebody want to make you stupid. Somebody want to make you feel like you stupidy. Then you react. That is not the unconditional love. But love is so beautiful. Love is so nice. I mean, romantic songs that express love. I mean, Christian songs that express love. Oh, it makes you feel nice. It makes you feel wanted and loved and appreciated. It is an internal power. It's an inward power. Love. Oh boy. Love songs are the best songs. It's not now that people have songs that now people have songs that you don't know what a song is about. There are many songs that when I hear them, I don't even understand what the person is saying. But you see that people are enjoying it, people are dancing and shouting to it. Songs that don't minister anything. Songs that have bad words in them. Songs that have indecent language in them. That's what people are now jumping up to. But you see, in the good old days, you dance to a song that encourages you and makes you feel, that's love, you know, something nice, you know, my baby, you know, something like that. Not them songs that these days, you don't even understand what the person is saying. Well, they are cursing you, or they are putting curse on you or something, you don't even know. And that is actually what happens sometimes. Love is one of the internal powers that the Holy Spirit gives. Joy. Oh, joy. I have joy like a river. Joy like a river. Joy like a river in my soul. Joy. Hey, many people don't have joy. You see, joy is different from happy. Oh, yes. Joy is different from happy. Happy is when nice things come your way and it changes your mood. Joy doesn't depend on what comes your way. It is still in your heart. I'll say it again. Yeah. That's what the Bible says, that you will draw joy from the wells of salvation. I am joy. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. It is not a noise that you are making because you got a new shoe, but you are making a joyful noise because of of who you are, what Christ has done for you. It is more of something that is internal. Not something that somebody bless you with a car and then your face is glitching. That expression is based on what you have received. Joy is a state. Hallelujah. So it's also an internal power. It's an internal power. Hallelujah. Then you have peace. Jesus told his disciples, peace I give you, not as the world gives. Peace I give you, not as the world gives. Peace that surpasses all understanding. When you have peace in your heart, I'm telling you, no matter what somebody troubles you, it doesn't affect you. You're peaceful. Ah, when Jesus said, peace be still. Peace be still. Oh, it's power. When you have peace in your heart, it's powerful. Patience. Oh my. Patience. Patience. When things surround you, things are trying to break you down, things are trying to, you're not in a hurry. You're patient. The Bible says, be patient in affliction. Patient in endurance. He said, patient. If you are patient, you are one of the most greatest people. You don't rush. You are not in a hurry. You are not complaining. You have no memory. You are good to go. You are cool and collected. It's power. Kindness. When you are kind, you do things for people whether they deserve it or not. It's also power. Because I'll not do nothing for you if you don't do nothing for me. I'll not do nothing for you if I'm not related to you. I'll do nothing for you if you don't do something to affect my life. No. When you are kind, you do things for Tom, Dick, and Harry. Then goodness, faithfulness. Hey, a faithful man who can find. Gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. And so, you have to learn to develop your inner power. You get it? By investing in your spirit. Galatians chapter 6, verse 8 says that, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap everlasting life. In other words, he that will invest in the flesh, well, it is corruption you reap. But if you are to invest in the Spirit, the Bible says that you reap life everlasting. And so it is important that the Spirit of God in us be invested in, be sown into. You have to sow, invest, make efforts to cultivate and raise and mold and nurture the Spirit of God that is in you. So how do you develop inner power? Number one, you develop inner power by having regular quiet times with God. Regular quiet times will help you develop inner power. Inner power. Inner power. Now Jesus had quiet times with the Lord, and an angel was sent to strengthen him. Do you remember? Every time you have a quiet time with the Lord, you can expect to be strengthened spiritually. In Luke chapter 22 verse 43, the Bible says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Strengthening him. He was weak. He was down. He was on the low side. But when he spent time with God, an angel came and he strengthened him. If you are going to develop your inner power, if you are going to develop your inner power, you will need to learn to have your devotion time with God. Every morning, every afternoon, every evening, your special time with God, so that you will be strengthened like angels were sent to strengthen Jesus. That's what you do, to invest. Just like the snake can bite you, what is in the snake is what comes out and does damage. What is in a human being is what comes out and defiles the person. It is the strength that you have that makes you overcome the issues and the challenges in this life. Develop inner power by having regular quiet times, reading your Bible, praying, understanding it. It's very, very important. Number two, in tongues. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. What is praying in tongues? Shabalabalabalabakaya, speak in tongues. Tabalabalabalaba. Nothing. That language. Parabalaba. Kibalabalaba. Rakatabalaba. Kabrande me kibende me kabranda. Rama mamando. Remesete kibende me mandari abakabraba. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. If you want to develop your inner powers, I'm telling you, you need to learn to speak in tongues and speak in tongues for hours and for hours and for hours. Kabrande rebebe, kabranda rama kabaraba satara baba, rika barabando meke brende makaya masata barababa, rima masata barababando kerende masata makaya babanda, rima mando robo kebrende mesetere meke brende rebea. That is speaking in tongues. That is speaking in tongues. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 4 that one who speaks in a tongue, one who speaks in a tongue, edifies himself. He builds himself up. He encourages himself. He does spiritual exercise that makes his spirit strong. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies himself. And so pray in tongues. Mayanda makaya basata maranda makaye. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Sometimes you have to wake up at 11 p.m. or 10 p.m. You know, you come back from work, you do what you got to do, and then you go and lie down. You lie down for a couple of hours. By 10 p.m. or 11 p.m., you wake up, and then you begin to speak in tongues. Kabra baba la baba kabra nda la baba reke bere bishata bara makabra nda makara bara basita la bara baba. Blessed be your name. Karanda bakondo mekiri beria bara baba rara bara basita la baba. Holy are you Lord. Holy are you Lord. Rakabande mekibendere be barasa tata tara baba baba. Raka, you speak in tongues for hours from 10 to 11, from 11 to 12. You should watch that. You should keep an eye on the clock. Rakabara bara baba from 12 midnight to 1. From 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. still speaking in tongues. 4 hours. You started at 10 p.m. 3 a.m. 4 a.m. 5 a.m. comes. You are still praying. Oh Lord, Karanda Makaya Baraba. How majestic is your name? Rekabaraba in all the earth. Marande mekebre satabaraba kabradarababa. Rikababa setemene mekababa. You're speaking in tongues. When you speak in tongues, you edify yourself. That's how you develop inner power. That's how you develop inner power. When Jesus was going to be crucified, he went to the Garden of Gethsemane. He went to the Garden of Gethsemane. And the Bible says that he was there and he prayed. He prayed 1 hour. He came to check on the disciples. They were sleeping. He said, "Hey, you guys, you enjoy sleep, right in the bush here too. You can sleep like that." There are some people, they can sleep good anywhere. It does not matter whether there's a bed, whether there's a hammock, whether there's a chair. They can just be somewhere and sleep. The disciples at a point where that were like that. He came 2 hours later, they were still sleeping. 3 hours later, they were still sleeping. And he said, "You know what? Now the Son of Man, the hour has come. The Son of Man is going to be betrayed." And that's it. Before he went to face the cross, do you wonder why Jesus didn't cuss up anybody when they were beating him? Jonathan, have you asked yourself why when the people were lashing Jesus, he didn't cuss somebody? If it was you, would you not insult somebody? Yeah. When they lash you, at least you know that they are not going to let you go. So when they lash you, you build somebody. Isn't it? You probably even want to lash back or something. Why didn't Jesus do that? Why did Jesus at the cross, when the women were weeping, that he was able to tell them that, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourself"? How can you do that? How can you be beaten? How can you be scorned? How can blood be flowing from all your face? How can people be spitting on you? How can you go through something like this and then say that, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, weep for yourselves"? That is inner power. That is inner strength. And I believe that Jesus developed that because of his life of prayer. His life of prayer, which actually showed us in the latter part of his life that before the people came to arrest him, he had done about 3 hours of praying. And so pray in tongues and you'll be strengthened. Number three, meditate on the word of God. Meditate on the word of God. Okay? Meditation on the word of God gives you something to work with. It gives you something to work with. Most of the time, people work with things that they have heard. In life, we are affected a lot by what we hear. Because if you go to school, it will depend on what you heard from sir or what you heard from miss. What miss said. The information that miss gave you. That's how you pass the exam, you do well. Do you get it? And so meditation on the word of God is a key to strengthening yourself. The Bible says that this book of the law, Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. The strength you get in life to be prosperous and to be successful comes from the meditation day and night on the word of God. When Joshua started his ministry, God told him one thing. He said, Joshua, have you seen the book of the law? Do you know about the book of the law? Did you see when Moses wrote that book of the law? God told Joshua, he said, you know what? That book of the law should not depart from off thy mouth. It means that it should be coming from you all the time. He said that you shall meditate therein day and night. You cannot meditate on something you have not read. You cannot meditate on something you have not read. When you hear something, it helps you to ponder over it. Sometimes people hear negative things and it affects their life forever. When I was growing up, they used to tell me, I stupidy. They used to tell me, I stupidy. That's why you look stupid now. That's why you're... No. It is because of what you heard. You have meditated too much on that word. If you were to change that and meditate on the word of God, your life would be very, very different. Are you with me? So serpents are masters of inner power. And I'm teaching that if you also develop your inner spirit, you see how far God will bring you. Father, thank you for this moment of fellowship and time of your word. I pray and I thank you for those who have mixed faith with the word, who are going to profit from this teaching and this preaching. Thank you for lives that have changed, lives that have been affected. Thank you, O God, for taking us forward in this life. In Jesus' mighty name, somebody said, amen. Wow. If you don't know Jesus, you're listening to me. I want you to give your heart to Jesus. Say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I am a sinner. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I believe with all my heart and I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord. I believe he lived, he died, he was buried, and he rose again. For me, I receive him into my heart to be my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Father, for saving my soul. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, God bless you. If you pray that prayer, just call me on 614-7909. 614-7909. It's offering time. I've been encouraging you to give offerings and to even tithe into this ministry. Bible says obedience is far better than sacrifice. If you want to experience the presence and the power of God, you want to experience prosperity, it is something that is very important for you to do. So take out an offering. MMG number is 614-7909. Send us your offering by MMG. Tithe by MMG as well. And as you give, I pray that the Lord will give you a harvest. You give a harvest that is plentiful, a harvest that is plenteous, a harvest that you'll not be able to handle, a harvest that will indeed cause you to be a blessing to other people. Father, thank you for everyone who's giving. Bless them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. If you are on the West Bank of the Demerara River, I'm inviting you to church Sunday morning at the West Bank Cathedral every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. All right? Canal number 2, Polder. God bless you. May the rest of your day be a blessed one. And may you see the goodness of God.
We hope you have been blessed by this message. For more information on the ministry of Bishop Collins, please call 592-691-5301 or 592-628-2227 or email us on notanoviceservice@gmail.com. God richly bless your day.